Before the break, we were talking about a book by Michael Bender called Frankly, We Did Win the Election. It was a satirical title revealing some very choice things about Donald Trump from interviews with his aides. Well, there's another book, this one by a guy named Michael Wolff. It's called Fire and Fury, and this has some fascinating revelations. One of them is that Trump's aides, and the way Wolf describes it is aides, intimates, and supporters, which he, by that he means people very, very close to him. And you can speculate. He doesn't say family. So by intimates, I don't know if he just means close friends or family, but it says Trump's aides, intimates, and supporters said that they think he is, quote, off his rocker, end quote, and, quote, crazy, end quote. That he is, quote, not of sound mind. Now, this is people who are very close to Trump, and they're not going to dare say it in public, and it's not for attribution. But here's Trump's response in a tweet. Quote, this is his, and by tweet, he's not on Twitter now, but his alternative social media outlet, however he got this thing out as a public statement. Quote, Michael Wolff, that's the author, is a total loser. In order to sell the boring and untruthful book, he used sloppy Steve Bannon, who cried when he got fired and begged for his job. Now sloppy Steve has been dumped like a dog by almost everybody. Too bad. Not only that, so that sounds like Steve Bannon's one of them, but over and above that, for his aides, intimates, and supporters, that's plural, and that's more than one, to say that in their private opinion, he's off his rocker, crazy, and not of sound mind, that is pathological. I mean, that is, this guy can't be permitted to come back as president. And his response is very, very general and typically funny, and I'm going to tell you one little twist that occurred at the end of this. His response is, quote, Michael Wolff is a total loser. In order to sell this boring and untruthful book, he used sloppy Steve Bannon, who cried when he got fired and begged for his job. Now sloppy Steve has been dumped like a dog by almost everybody. Too bad. Trump uses the word like a dog very frequently. And he'll say it about women. He'll say it about men. Yeah, they were dumped like a dog. They begged like a dog. They ran away like a dog. I don't know what it is with the dogs. I mean, what's with the dogs with this guy? But here's the twist at the end. Michael Wolff's book, Fire and Fury, and some of his other writings started to catch on. He got a lot of readers. He got a lot of press. And really, Trump only cares about press. So you know what Trump did after doing all that and saying all that? He invited Michael Wolff to dinner at Mar-a-Lago along with him and Melania, and essentially tried to curry favor with him to be associated with controversy, with an audience. So if Michael Wolff wrote something else, first of all, maybe he'd be somewhat charmed, Trump thinks, I doubt it, by being treated that way. But secondly, no matter what he wrote, Trump would be back in the news. The thing that I take away from this, and some of it's funny, some of the language is very funny. I mean, Trump's in the old days, his tweets, now his social media releases, how he gets out, however he gets them, are very funny, but they're not the words of a mature man, and they're certainly not the words of a president. They're the words of a mean girl in high school, or some kind of a clique leader in middle school. They're not the words of a mature adult, and they're certainly not the words of a president. But what I take away the most from this is that if you have people who know you well, whether you and I like them or not, whether you and I trust what they say factually or not in other circumstances, if a circle of people around somebody are sort of unanimous that he's, quote, off his rocker, crazy, and not of sound mind, that is a very sobering thought. You know, there's an old adage that if you're at a party and three people tell you you're drunk, you're drunk. Okay. In other words, one that may be, you know, somebody doesn't like you. Two, who knows? Three, you're drunk. Okay. Well, in this one, if a circle of your AIDS intimates and supporters say you're off your rocker, crazy, and out of sound mind, guess what? You're off your rocker, you're crazy, and you're not of sound mind. There's a book, Fire and Fury. The other one is, frankly, we did win the election. A lot of juicy, tasty tidbits in that. Take no pleasure in saying it. The former president, who's right now the front runner for the nomination in 2024, if his health hangs together, and if he isn't walking around in a orange jumpsuit with bars on the room wall. And that's not good that you have people who are that close to him saying that right now. I'll tell you, I had always thought that Moscow Mitch was hypocritical, but I never thought he would stoop to this level. Moscow Mitch has attacked Joe Biden on Afghanistan. We've been in Afghanistan for 20 years. Bush got us there. George W. Bush, he got us there. He was in president for 8 years. Trump was president for 4. That's 12 years out of the last 20 were Republican presidents. And then Obama was the other 8. Okay? The other 8. How long are we supposed to stay in Afghanistan? How long are we supposed to stay there? John McCain said we may have to stay there 100 years. For what? To protect them against themselves? We don't go in to protect people from their own defective culture. I do agonize, quite frankly, over the mistreatment of women and schoolgirls over there. But do we stay there and have our guy shot in the back for what, 20 more years? We're going to the lines. Bobby O'Claire, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bobby?
Well, I called in before you started talking about Afghanistan, but so you were talking about Trump and you're spot on, of course. And I think these revelations are just going to, you know, probably you'll agree, keep trickling out. And eventually we'll see like the full picture of horrors that we probably have no idea even happened in that administration. But in the meantime, I think he's enjoying it. You know, he's got that old adage, like any press is good press, right? I mean, the guy just needs to see his name. He needs to hear us talking about him. So part of me doesn't even want to talk about him, you know, but I still think he's a threat. So maybe we have to. But I guess what I'm calling in about today is there's something coming up over in Hudson, Wisconsin. And anyways, it's a conference. It's CPEC. It's part of like the CPEC, the Conservative Political Action Fund people. But they're doing an education conference they're talking about. And it's about medical freedom and election integrity. And their keynote speaker is Ron Johnson. And I think, yeah. And now over in Hudson's a beautiful area, beautiful people. I'm sure you've been there. I'm sure lots of your listeners have been. They're great people, but there's also this weird little undercurrent that not everybody knows about. The KKK used to be really, really active there. And there's kind of a resurgence of that sort of kind of bent, if you know what I mean, that Dinesh D'Souza had spoken there last year. And there's quite this movement in that area for this conspiracy theory type, the anti-government types, and the major pro-Trumpers. And it just seems so dangerous that Ron Johnson just feeds into this as he's our sitting senator. And I think the guy really, really, really needs to go. And it's so dangerous. Have you seen this stuff going on?
Thing going to be in Hudson, you said?
Yes. Yeah. It's going to be in Hudson. Yeah.
Well, you know what's amazing about that? Remember, Patty Shockner got elected to the Senate briefly over there, and then she got beaten. But Patty was a pretty good senator. If it's going that, you know, far right, as you described, that's really disturbing.
It really is. And it's coming up here on July 17th. And it's, yeah, like they've had Dinesh D'Souza. Do you know who that guy is? He's so weird. Anyways, they've had a bunch of these. They've had a bunch of these really far right, just whack jobs. I mean, for lack of a better word. They're talking about election integrity and medical freedom. So it's the anti-vaxxer crowd, the same crowd, you know, that at CPAC last weekend had cheered the fact that we didn't hit the 70% vaccination rate like Biden wanted to by 4th of July. They all cheered that. I mean, like, this is like lives and stuff.
Right. No, this is let me just, Bobby, this is very valuable information. Let me just say to all the listeners right here, it sounds like on July 17, there's going to be this conference up in Hudson, and that's west of Eau Claire. It's, I think it's sort of a, isn't it sort of a bedroom community for Minneapolis? I mean, there are people that work in Minneapolis and live there.
Yeah, a lot of commuters.
Fairly, at least moderate area that a decent Democrat could win in. Patty Shockner was elected state senator in a special election. Sadly, she was beaten in a larger general election after that. But to hear that Hudson, that area is fertile ground for this kind of a conference is very disturbing. And Ron Johnson, Ron Johnson has lately said things, and he always said things like he doesn't trust the CIA and the FBI and all that. But lately he's been an anti-vaxxer himself. He had a conference down in the La Crosse area to say how dangerous vaccines were. And Ron Johnson is frankly just tied himself to Trump, totally hook, line, and sinker. So what I would say, Bobby, for the Hudson area, all Democrats or activists in Western Wisconsin, be aware of this. I think it's absolutely appropriate to have people show up and protest it if you're inclined to do that. But whether or not you're inclined to do that, that word has got to get out. And to the 6 or 7 Senate candidates, some of whom have appeared on this show, respond to this. Respond to this. What do you mean medical freedom? What kind of electoral integrity? The electoral integrity is a code word for the big lie that said that somehow Trump won the last election, even though he didn't. And medical integrity or medical freedom simply means anti-vaxxer. And anti-vaxxers, remember, Trump was the guy that talks about hydroxychloroquine and putting bleach in your veins and all that. And very good information, Bobby. Thank you. July 17, Hudson, of all places, Hudson. That's wrong. This thing, they have a right under the First Amendment to conduct it, but we have a right under the First Amendment to say this is baloney and dangerous. And it should become an issue in the senatorial campaign. Absolutely should be. The other point Bobby made, which is very good, is, when I talk about Trump, she laments in a way, and I do too, why are we giving this guy airtime? Why are we talking about him? And I guess you sort of have to if he's the front runner for the Republican nomination, but the less said about him, the better. Bob, thanks for calling in. When we break the line, just still open 844-967-2789. Back after the break.
And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.